Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Obama administration says it hopes a new bank rescue initiative will generate $500 billion in purchasing power to buy up toxic assets and get them off the books of the nation's banks. The administration also said this morning that the initial effort could eventually grow to $1 trillion in purchases. The program seeks to tap the resources of the government's $700 billion bailout fund, the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, as well as that of private investors. The government has been struggling since the credit crisis hit last fall to figure out a way to sop up the bad assets. To encourage investors to be more supportive, the government is offering sizable financial enticements, from shouldering much of the financial risk to providing low-interest loans to purchase the assets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 74.41, is up 163 points. That's 2.25%. The NASDAQ at 1484 is up 27, and the S&P 500 at 786 is up 18.22.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgro seed products, including Asgro's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the agricultural forecast is our very own Mike Solig.
Mild temperatures ahead of a rather vigorous cold front that has already changed precipitation over to snow in the western portions of the Dakotas, all across Montana, Wyoming, western Colorado, and that's a sign of what's on the way for the upper Midwest and to a lesser degree the Ohio River Valley and the eastern Corn Belt, that being colder weather. It does look like we're going to close out the month with some rather chilly conditions. So while spring is here and we're starting to concern ourselves with the pre-planting field work, looks like some delays are on the way. Wet weather across the U.S. Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states over the coming week will delay the early season field work. Drier weather will be needed to get some field work underway in the lower Midwest during early April and resume in the Delta and southeastern states. Some planting may have occurred in the southern U.S. during the weekend while conditions were dry despite some wet fields. Now, Argentina and Brazil, they are in their second crop season, and beneficial rains did occur over the weekend from Cordoba, Buenos Aires, and La Pampa in Argentina. Rainfall amounts ranged quite widely, from just a few hundredths of an inch up to around three-quarters of an inch in most areas. Azul, Buenos Aires was the wettest at over 1.75 inches of rain. Precipitation was welcome, helping to temporarily reduce the crop moisture stress, but greater rainfall is still needed in the unirrigated crop areas and especially in the late double crop soybean areas where reproduction and filling are already underway. Rain will continue to be restricted in Argentina over the next week. Widespread rain would benefit Buenos Aires double crop soybeans, but the region will have to settle with infrequent, light precipitation. Most of the rain that fell over the last week most of the rain that will fall in the upcoming week will fall at a great enough rate to bolster soil moisture or not change crop conditions. Greater rainfall is advertised in the early days of April, but the second week has been looking wetter, and confidence is quite low in the significant amount of rain that may occur. In other words, the computer models are indicating but they haven't been too good at the second week of a forecast. As far as Brazil goes, no big changes predicted through the coming week to 10 days relative to the last time we talked over late last week. Showers and thunderstorms occurring frequently over central and northern areas. Rainfall chances will improve in southern Brazil next week, with the daily rainfall not expected to be great enough except in Mato Grosso to São Paulo and Minas Gerais, where the greatest frequency and strongest thunderstorm activity is expected each day. Rainfall in the wetter corridor will range from anywhere from a half to an inch and a half in most areas, with a few locally greater amounts. Total rainfall for the week could run up to some 6 inches in some areas, and in fact, maybe even a little higher in some areas, and that could leading to a delay in any harvest, but also bolstering the soil moisture there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 603 unchanged, last trade up 8.5. July 6.13¾, down a quarter, last trade up 7. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade put open at 552, up 1¾. Last trade up 12. July 562.5 unchanged. Last trade up 10.5. May corn open at 395¾, down 3/4. Last trade up 7. July 406, down 1. Last trade up 6¾. December 427.5, down 0.5. Last trade up 6¾. May beans open at 952.5, up 1/4. Last trade up 29. July 949 unchanged. Last trade up 28¾. November 892, down 1. Last trade up 21¾. May soybean meal open at $300.50, unchanged. Last trade up 8.20. May soybean oil open at 32.27, up 2. Last trade up 96. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
With a run-up overnight, the technicals that we've been keeping an eye on for the last 3 weeks, the objectives, the short terms, have essentially been met. So where do we go now?
Well, it certainly has turned into more of a friendly tone in the market, but extremely overbought, Dave. We've got pretty much all commodities in an overbought mode right now, due for a correction. But I'm not going to rule out that we couldn't go a little bit higher. I mean, the general thought is here yet this morning, Geithner announcing possibly another $1 trillion and going to take off the toxic debt from some of these banks. So you've got that influx of money sitting here pushing the Dow up another 150, 160 points this morning. And all this just becomes more and more inflationary, which should begin to support markets, or has supported and continues to support markets to some extent. That being said, I think we've run our course here fairly near term. We could see a reasonable setback this week. I don't even think we'll open as high as we traded in the overnight. You've got the dollar back in the plus now, up 245 points. Crude oil's actually in the minus, and at least when I got up this morning, I was looking at the Dow being 200 points better, and right now it's trading about 163 better is where it's at. So I'm thinking we'll mitigate the overnight action. We're going to see a little bit of a setback, but I think ultimately we could see another push to higher ground just on the inflationary fears out here.
So you're hedging both sides of the equation this morning. If we do have a setback, what do you like, 38%?
I think that'd probably be the extent of it is all you would get, Dave. I'm kind of hedging just because I think we've run so hard so fast that I think you'll pull back a little bit and then you'll take off again. If you've got short-term money needs that you need before planting season, I'd be taking advantage of what this market's giving you today. Take it off the table and look to buy calls on a setback.
Does the uncertainty about next Tuesday planting intention report color what will happen on the balance of the week?
Sure, we're going to start trading that. We'll see some more estimates here this week. I still lean towards a relatively heavy bean planting number, but nothing in the form of what Inform has taken. I think corn acreage will still come in 83 to 84. You're out to 2.1 now in the corn-to-bean ratio, so I don't think we're going to be 81.5 on both corn and beans. I think you'll be closer to 83, 84 on the corn and probably down somewhere in that 80 million acre area on beans.
So at those numbers, are we trading fair value on the board, do you think?
Probably still a little heavy on the beans, would be my guess. Beans have more concern to me than what the corn does. I think at some point you got to step out here and take advantage of what this has given you on beans.
And
some scale-up orders in place and get some stuff sold.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What do you see there today?
Well, the cattle and feed report was certainly friendly to the cattle market. I would think it would be higher. The hog market's going to struggle a little bit here early with ample cash available. But I think this cash begins to dry up the further weeks we go out here. Each week we're going to see a little bit less cash available. And ultimately, I see this hog market getting turned back around. I'm not a seller here. I think we'll see better numbers down the road.
Feeders open a dollar higher?
Probably. That's probably in line with the 94-point-something percent, I don't have it in front of me, Dave, but that they gave us on placements. I would think you would see a nice solid market here today.
Thank you very much, Brian. You have a grand day today.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at area code 217-333-0853 and let us know how we're doing with our agricultural offerings. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web at WILLAG.org.